Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次在主面前寻求他旨意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek His will.
好，我们先有一个祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美、感谢、归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
你借着你儿子耶稣基督所成就的工作，是极其的浩大，也是极其的荣耀。
The work you have accomplished through your Son Jesus Christ is so great and glorious.
他虽然被钉在十字架上，却第三天从死里复活。
Even though he was crucified on the cross, but he raised after three days.
而且，升上高天掳掠的仇敌，现在坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he ascended on high and taken captivity's captive, and now sitting on the right hand side of the God the Most High.
并且是在那里等候，神使基督的仇敌作为他的脚凳。
And he's there waiting for God put the enemy to be his footstool.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们在等候主再来的日子，主啊，我们也是被主成全的日子。
In the days that while we wait for your return, it is the day that we are being perfected.
也是我们在主面前认识我们所该认识的日子。
And it is also the days that we get to know what we should know before the Lord.
也是我们真是能够真实生命长大的日子。
And it's the days that our life can grow up.
我们再一次来到你面前，求你向我们的心说话。
Once again, we come before you, pray that you speak to our hearts.
我们求你再一次在你儿子的宝血底下洁净遮盖我们。
Once again, cleanse us and cover us under the precious blood of your Son.
在你所赐给教会的全副军装底下，让我们在主里，在你的能力里面刚强。
Under the form of God that you have given to your church, pray that we can be strengthened in the Lord and your power.
求你敞开你天上的窗户，把我们需要的话赏赐给我们。
Open up the heavenly window and provide us with the words we need.
无论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Without any other reliance, we wait before you, whether the ones who speak translate or those who listen.
因为唯有你是那位说话的主。
For you are the only Lord who speaks.
我们也无依无靠的仰望你，能够触摸我们的心，向我们的心说话。
And without any other reliance, we look upon you to touch our hearts and speak to our hearts.
禁止一切出于人意的话语。
Pray that you hinder any word that's from the man's will.
求主圣灵大大的充满我们说的、听的、翻译的。
Pray your Holy Spirit greatly fills the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
说话的主，求你真是让你的话带着圣灵的运行，带着圣灵的真是工作在我们的身上。
The Lord who speaks, we do pray that your word can truly be with the movement of the Holy Spirit and the work upon us.
我们所要的是遇见你，我们所要的是你亲自把我们需要的话种在我们的心中。
What we need is to meet you and need your words to be truly sowed into our hearts.
无论什么人真是离了你就不能做什么。
It's so true that apart from you, we can do nothing.
求你堵住我们所有一切有形无形、明处暗处的各种的破口。
May you stop all of our breaches, that's whether visible or invisible.
你知道我们真是需要你这样的怜恤我们。
We know that we truly need your mercy to be upon us.
愿这个时间是被你纪念的。
Do pray this time can be remembered by you.
愿你赐给我们在你面前能够经历并且进入基督所已经成就的得胜。
to pray that you can let us experience and also enter into the victory that Christ has already accomplished.
救我们脱离无知，救我们脱离自以为满足的这样的情况。
Deliver us from our neglectlessness and also our own thoughts that we are being satisfied.
我们谢谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
万有真是本于你，依靠你，归于你，而且荣耀归给你自己。
For all things is truly of you through you and unto you, and may all the glory unto you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我把我的圣经分享给大家哈。
So I will present my Bible.
好，应该大家可以看得到
可以。
哈。好，我们先读以弗所书第六章第10到20节。
Let's first read Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of the darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔。拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要再次警醒为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求。使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
这段圣经，我想弟兄姊妹都是很有深刻的印象。
I think brothers and sisters must already have deep impression with this part of scripture.
那这段圣经呢，特别讲到教会要属灵的征战。
So here especially talk about the spiritual warfare of the church.
这个征战呢，是魔鬼跟基督的征战，跟神的征战。
So this warfare is the devil against Christ and against God.
但蒙恩得救的圣徒是基督身体上的肢体。
So those saints who are saved by grace are the members of the body of Christ.
所以，既然是基督身体上的肢体，所以就没有办法避免这个征战。
Since the members of the body of Christ therefore cannot avoid the warfare.
而且，这个征战呢，是圣徒经一信主就开始，你可能就已经经历到。
And this kind of warfare is that as soon as the saints believe the Lord, then we'll start to experience.
特别是在主里的经历丰富的，或者基督在我们里面的经历丰富的，这些征战的经历就会特别的明显。
Especially with those who have more abundance of the experience in the Lord or with God, then such kind of warfare will become even more obvious.
那征战的对象，特别这里告诉是与属血气的，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的、天空和以及天空属灵界的恶魔征战。
And who we are against is that our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power wickedness in the heavenlies.
这里看起来，执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵界的恶魔，好像跟我们没有什么直接的关系。
It seems as if the principalities, authorities, universal lords of darkness, or spiritual power wickedness in the heavenlies does not have much to do with us.
但是，如果我们属灵的眼睛已经被开启了，
But if our spiritual eyes have been opened,
你就会发现这个征战是关系到圣徒、家庭和教会。
Then you will realize this warfare has to do with the saints, families, and church.
而且他这个所碰到的范围是每一个范围。
And the scope one will encounter is in every aspect.
可以说，在日常的生活中，我们可能不知不觉就已经在一个征战的环境中。
Even without we realize that, even in our daily life, we are already in such warfare.
因为这个主已经告诉我们，这个世界是握在那恶者的手下。
For the Lord has already told us that this world is under the devil, the evil one.
所以那恶者呢，他会建立许多的原则来抵挡，或者来叫人这个不认识神创造的原则。
So the devil will create many principles to be against or let people not understand the principle of God's creation.
并且恶者呢，也会利用这个在地上的权柄，有各种的权柄，或者是政治的权柄，或者是教育的权柄，或者是就是说各种大小的权柄，来作为抵挡神的权柄。
And also the devil uses all kinds of authorities upon earth, such as political or education, for all those authorities to be against God.
这个不只是讲到过去会经历到，就是今天在时间当中，当许多的情况或者许多的事件在那里发生的时候，这些都在这个新的变化或者新的这个仇敌的工作中。
Those were not only experienced in the past, but even in time today, that with all those things changes are also are still within the control of the enemy.
神所创造的世界是充满了神的同在、神的光和神的爱。
So the world that God has created is full of God's love, light.
但是恶者呢，确实要把这个世界变成一个黑暗的世界，所以后面有一个这一个有系统的这个黑暗的世界。
But the devil would like to change this world into a dark world. Therefore, behind all these, there's the systematic world of darkness.
所以这个黑暗的世界其实后面 就是有邪灵在后面的。
So what's behind this dark world? There's the spiritual power weakness.
啊，当然，对于这方面，有的圣徒他经历的遇见的多，有的圣徒他经历遇见的少。
In regards of this aspect, some saints have encountered with more experience and some less.
那这个呢，都是我们是教会，就是个人教会都会具体面对的。
So this is something that whether individually or corporately will face.
那征战的焦点是什么？
So what's the focal point about the warfare?
我想征战的焦点最明显的就是神永远的旨意。
So the most obvious focal point about this warfare is God's eternal purpose.
我们知道神，你要认识神，你一定要先认识基督。
We know that in order to know God, you must know Christ first.
所以。这个，在哥罗西书告诉我们说，神的奥秘就是基督。
Therefore, in Book of Colossians tells us that the mystery of God is Christ.
所以你要认识神，你必须要知道神的奥秘，而且要完全，你一定要认识基督。
Therefore, in order to know God, you have to know the mystery of God and you must know Christ.
那。你认识了基督，那基督有他的奥秘，就是教会。
And after you know Christ, Christ has his mystery that is the church.
所以，这是征战的一个重点。
So this is the key point about the warfare.
那基督的奥秘又是把我们带到哪里去呢？
So where does the mystery of Christ bring us into?
基督的奥秘在。这个哥林多前书第二章告诉我们，是要把圣徒带到荣耀里面去的。
The mystery of Christ tells us that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that is, will bring the saints into glory.
所以这是神有一个奥秘的智慧，这个奥秘智慧呢，是在万事以前神已经定的，要把圣徒带到荣耀里面去的。
That is, God's wisdom is in a mystery, that hidden wisdom which God had predetermined before the ages of glory.
所以，虽然这个征战的焦点是魔鬼，那个针对基督、针对神的，
So even though the focal point of the warfare is the devil against Christ and against God,
但是神借着基督、借着神的儿子，在圣徒身上所成就的救赎，他是要把圣徒带到荣耀里面去的。
But God through His Son Jesus Christ, that He has accomplished the salvation, which is to bring the saints into glory.
而且在希伯来书第二章就告诉我们说，他主耶稣要带许多的儿子去。
And also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 tells us that our Lord Jesus will bring many sons into glory.
那讲到这个基督的奥秘呢，它有它的中心点。
When talk about the mystery of Christ, it has its center point.
那这个中心点呢，就是在以弗所书第一章第十节。
And its center is upon book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
For the administration of the fullness of times to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth in Him.
那十一节说，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照他旨意所预定的。
In whom we have also obtained inheritance, being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His own will.
那同归于一，其实呢，在原文上就是，这是所有都是让基督做头。
To head up all things in the Christ, that is, that all things, in all things, Christ is the head.
所以在蒙恩得救的圣徒，他只要是清楚得救， 他就遇到一个在他身上的一个争执点。
So that for each saint who is being saved by grace, as long as they are truly saved, then they will face this conflict upon them.
就是在他里面的圣灵会引导他让基督做头。
That is the Holy Spirit within him will guide him so that the Christ is the head.
但是呢，在他的身上的肉体会让他拒绝基督做头。
But the flesh upon him will leads him to reject Christ being the head.
所以这是我们这个很明显会面对到的。
So this is something very obviously we will face.
这也是我刚信主不久的时候，我也遇到这样的一个矛，就是一个让我不知道该向左向右的这个情况。
And this is also something when I first believed the Lord, I faced the circumstances I did not know which way to go.
所以呢，那时候，这个没有信主以前的习惯性的或者是偏好的这些的想法做法。
So back then, I had my habits or preference, the way I do things before I believed the Lord.
但是我也可以感觉到，圣灵在我里面要告诉我走一个我没有走过的路。
But I also felt that the Holy Spirit within me would like to lead me a way which I did not walk before.
所以那个时候对我来讲的话，我心里是感觉到惶恐和害怕。
So back then, to me, that I feel in fear or I wasn't sure what to do.
因为是我没有走过，我也没想过，而且我也在知识上、在认识上是缺乏的。
Because I had never go that way before, and I've never thought of, and I also lack understanding and knowledge.
不过感谢主，主那时候他怜悯我。
But thank the Lord was merciful to me.
主怜悯我，主就让我回想到说，我在没有钱。我所走过的路，所经历的各样的情况，它的结局是什么？
As the Lord was merciful to me, so he led me to think of, before I believed the Lord, that the ways I walk, what was the result of that?
所以那时候我就静下心来想想看，我回想到我自己经过的许许多多的事情，经过的许许多多自己的决定，经过许许多多自己认为好的各方面。
So at that time, I quieted down to think about all those things before I believed the Lord, all the walk I walked, and all those experiences and my decisions.
那时候觉得，那时候发现，虚空的虚空，这个不需要读传道书就已经知道，虚空的是虚空。
Then I realized that what I experienced before was the vanity of vanity. I did not even have to read as Ecclesiastes, but I already understand it was vanity of vanity.
所以对那个时候的我还不知道这句话，是天上地上一切所有的，都要在基督里面同归于一。
Back then, I still did not know this verse that to head up all things in the Christ, the things in heavens and the things upon the earth.
但是虽然是这样，圣灵有办法帮助我。
Even so, the Holy Spirit still could help me.
所以圣灵就让我回想我过去的一切，它的结果是虚空的虚空。
So the Holy Spirit helped me to remember that all my past experiences, the result was vanity of vanity.
所以这个就鼓励了我，这个逐渐的走上。就说我眼睛没有看过，耳朵没听过，我的心没有想过的道路。
So this encouraged me to gradually walk onto the way that my eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and have never thought in my heart.
但是还有另外一个关键，
And there was another critical point.
因为刚才的情况还是一个被动的情形。
For what I mentioned was only passive situation.
另外一个情况就是，有一天我心里清楚的明白，
Another situation was that one day my heart clearly understood.
也就是说，出于主的，出于基督的，他超过或者永远胜过 或者永远，就是他的，就是他是，就是他是我唯一，就是唯一值得我把我自己摆上来跟随的。
Which is that when things are of the Lord, that is the only thing that's worthy for I offer up myself to follow.
所以这个呢，就产生积极的动力。
So that caused me to have very active motivation.
不管是遇到情况或者遇到什么，我们就愿意来寻求出于主、出于基督的。
So regardless of what kind of situation we face, then we are willing to seek what's coming from Christ.
那这样的情形呢，就让我们在经历这个在基督里面。他做头就会丰富起来。
So such situation will allow us to experience that the reality that Christ is the head, then we will have much fullness of experience.
如果我们一直都是处于一个被动的情况，那我想这一句话的经历就会非常缺乏。
If we are always in a passive situation, then it will be very lacking for us to experience such verse.
因为我们的主，我们的天父，他不会经常强迫我们的。
For because our Lord, our Heavenly Father, will not always force us.
他会启示我们，但是当我们拒绝的时候，当我们这个把这个启示搁置在一边的时候，他不会强迫我们。
He will reveal to us, but if we reject the revelation or lay it on the side, he will not force us.
所以这个是我们在主面前需要被主引导到一个地步，我们心里开窍。
So this is something that we need to be led to by the Lord to the point that our hearts have such understanding.
甚至像刚才我们唱的诗歌，就是说我时刻都需要他。
Just like the hymn we sang, that we need him every moment.
也就是说。凡是不是出于宝座的，凡是不是出于主的，我们都没有兴趣去在那里介入。
That is, in another words, that anything not from the throne, anything not from the Lord, then we are not interested to be involved.
那我们发现呢，第10节和第11节是有密切的关系的。
We find that verse 10 and 11 have very close relationship.
然后他说，我们在他里面。也得了基业，
In whom we have also obtained an inheritance.
所以基督做头，跟我们进入产业、得着产业，或者成为主神的产业，是有密切的关系的。
So Christ being the head has very much to do with us obtaining inheritance. Or become the inheritance of God.
他这里也讲说，这原是那位随己意。行作万事，行这个字就是运行，神有个旨意，但神也在我们身上，借着圣灵在那里运行。
So this is according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that God has his will, and also God is working upon us.
所以这是一个征战的一个焦点。
So this is the focal point about the warfare.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的时候，他不断的宣告说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
We know when our Lord Jesus was on earth, he kept proclaiming that the Son by himself could do nothing.
他是人子，他站在人的地位上。
He is the Son of man, and he was standing in the position as man.
魔鬼激动他，要他用自己的方式来面对他所遇到的情况。
The Satan stirred him up to use his own ways to face the situation.
但是主在，特别在约翰福音特别明显讲，只凭着自己不能做什么。
But the Lord specially mentioned in Gospel Book of John that the Son by himself could do nothing.
唯有看见父在里面做什么，或者父在里面说的什么，子才做什么，才说什么。
Only when see what the Father say and do, then the Son say and do it.
所以这里特别就很实际的。这个见证神是基督的头。
So here especially, very clearly testify that God is the head of Christ.
那在这个哥林多前书第十章也告诉我们，或者11章吧，就是基督是个人的头。
The First Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that Christ is each one's head.
所以也就是说，主耶稣在地上，他让神做头的这个实际，今天在圣徒身上也是圣徒也要见证基督做头的。
That is when our Lord Jesus Christ was upon the earth, he testified the reality that God is his head, and therefore, when saints upon earth today also have to testify that Christ is the head.
所以这是个人，每一个圣徒都要经历，而且都要进到这个实际。
So, this is for each individual saint to experience and enter into its reality.
那因为这个实际，所以教会圣徒聚在一起，进入教会的聚集的时候，明显应该是基督做头，神做头。
So, because of this reality, that therefore, when the saints gather corporately, that it has to be very obvious that Christ is the head.
那你发现呢？这里在这个以弗所第一章13节说，你们既听见真理的话就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says, In whom you also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以这里呢，真理的话是接着刚才第十一节的。
So the word of truth is following verse 10 and 11.
我们知道神是真理的神，
We know that God is the God of truth.
神的话也是真理。
The words of God is also truth.
那主耶稣也宣告他是道路，他是真理，他是生命。
And Lord Jesus Christ also proclaimed that He is the way, truth, and life.
并且在这个圣经其他地方告诉我们，圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And in other places in the scripture, it tells us that it's the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以这里给我们看到，这个真理呢，是直接在具体的方面呢，会跟这个基督做头，是这个。是连成一气的。
So we see that the truth is actually on the same line, is the same as Christ being the head.
所以，我们如果说活在真理里面，或者行真理，那他应该是进入到基督，在基督里面同归于一，或者基督做头的实际。
So if we walk in the truth and also live in the truth, then we should enter into the reality of Christ being the head and head up all things in the Christ.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
你会发现这里呢，在以弗所书呢，它不只是在第一章提到真理。
Here we realize that truth is not only being mentioned in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
到第4章你也看见它提到真理。
In chapter 4, also mentioned truth.
他说什么？他说在中文的翻译就是说，用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进。连于元首基督。
It says, holding the truth in love, but we may grow up to him in all things, who is the head of Christ.
那你看英文的说法就是在爱里面持定真理，
The English is holding the truth in love.
并且呢是在每一样事情，在凡事呢都是他做头，然后以至于能够长大。
So that in all things, he is the head, and therefore we are able to grow up.
所以长大连于元首基督，
That is to grow up to him in all things.
所以这个对我们来讲的话，应该是我们天天要经历的。
So this is something we shall experience daily.
当然，这个以弗所第四章是讲到教会的生活，教会是基督的身体，基督身体的生活。
So of course, Book of Ephesians chapter 4 talks about the church life as the church is the body of Christ.
讲到教会是基督身体生活，在身体的建造、身体的成长， 神的爱是最重要的其中一部分。
So when talk about the church life as the body of Christ, that the growth and also life in the church is and the building up is the most important.
那我们呢，常常对于神的爱的这个领会不深，或者我们的认识不够丰富。我们常常呢，因为讲到爱呢，我们可以或者偏离或者放弃了真理。
Very often that because our understanding about God's love is not deep and also not truly understand what it is, therefore when we talk about love, we lay aside truth.
这里讲说是在爱里来持定真理。
Here is to holding the truth in love.
一面在爱里面，但是一面你要带出真理的见证出来。
On the one hand, have to be in love, but on the other hand, have to have the testimony of the truth.
所以这里就是告诉我们说，我们凭着仁义做不来的。
So here it tells us that according to man's own will, we cannot do it.
而且在爱里持定真理呢，才可以这个凡事让基督做头。
It's only when holding the truth in love, then we can let have all things let Christ being the head.
如果我们在这样的一个，就是说在爱里持定真理，我们偏什么地方，我们都发现基督做头都成就不了。
If there's anything we deviate from holding the truth in love, then we can then the Christ being the head cannot be accomplished.
所以这样基督做头呢，他才能带进来这个身体的各个肢体能够联络得起来。
So it's only when Christ being the head that it would result in that the whole body fitted together.
而且呢，百节各按各职，也就是身体的每一个部分，它能够长出基督的身量出来。
And connect every joint of supply, that is each part of the body can grow up onto the stature of Christ.
而且身体的每一个部分呢，它可以显出它的功用出来。
And each part of body can reveal its function.
甚至呢，能够彼此的互相，能够相助，能够互相的，就是说在生命上能够一起成长。
And can supply to one another, and the life can grow together.
所以他说，便叫身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。
That is the increase of the body to itself in love.
所以建造的工作，没有人可以用人的办法。
So about the building work, there's no one can use man's own way.
所以必须要让基督做头，让神在他儿子基督的身体里面来做他要做的工作。
Therefore, must let the Christ be the head and allow God in the body of Christ to do the work he would like to do.
所以这是一件非常重要的事情。
So this is something very important.
那这里呢，也牵涉到另外一个征战的重点。
And here also has to do with another focal point about the warfare.
也就是说，圣徒在真道上同归于一。
That is arrive at the unity of the faith.
也就是说，这个神儿子的信心要在圣徒里面能够达到丰富的地步。
That is the faith of Son of God in the saints have to become its fullness.
而且会带来认识神的儿子，甚至到这个团体的长大成人。
And result in the knowledge of the Son of God and corporately will grow into a full grown man.
这个长大呢，是基督的身量能够借着教会能够显出来，那个长成的那个成熟的身量能够长出来。
So this growth is that the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们看到这个成长的过程中，我们遇到的征战就是很具体的。
So we know that during the process of growth, then the warfare we face is very solid.
这里有人的轨迹， 有欺骗的法术。
There are all those sleight of man and unprincipled cunnings.
并且有异教之风，可以把我们这个摇动，要飘来飘去。
And also every wing of that teaching, which is which or sorry, yeah, every wing of teaching.
我们如果说是照着基督做头。
So if according to have Christ been the head,
如果基督做头是实在的，是稳固的。
if Christ being the head is solid and concrete,
我们相信第十四节这件事情不会发生。
then we trust that what happens in verse 14 will not happen.
但是基督做头，在一个不稳定或者说是一个缺乏的状态，这个事情，这些事情就要重复的发生。
But if Christ being the head is not stable and also lacking, then such things mentioned in verse 14 will repetitively happen.
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I would like to ask brothers and sisters a question.
你觉得基督徒好骗不好骗？
Do you feel that Christians are easy to be deceived?
你心里知道这个答案吧？
So you should know this answer in your heart.
从某个角度来讲，天下最好骗的就是基督徒。
From a certain angle, the Christians are actually the easiest to be deceived.
为什么那么好骗？
Why are the Christians so easy to be deceived?
特别是那个要骗基督徒的，就是用基督徒的爱心。
Especially those who are deceiving the Christians are actually they use Christians' love.
有各种的形式能够被骗。
They are in all kinds of ways can be deceived.
有的钱被骗了。
Some Christians' monies are being tricked and being taken.
有的是走主的道路的方向被骗了。
And some their ways of walking, following the Lord, are being deceived.
有的是这个，你在神面前这个有，你应该是有功用的，结果被骗了，变成没功用。
And some should have functioned before the Lord, but actually after being deceived, then they lost their function.
而且这个被骗的情形哈，还不光是个人。
And also such a deceiving situation is not only individually.
这被骗的情形，有时候甚至整个团体都被骗了。
And sometimes even the entire, the corporate, the whole group are being deceived.
过去教会历史发生很多这样的情况。
In the past church history, many such situations happened.
如果教会历史没有发生这个情况，教会历史就没有黑暗的一千年。
If church history did not have such things happen, then there would not be the thousand years of darkness.
就是现在知识很发达，就是现在好像很多真理已经解开的情况底下。
Even right now, the knowledge, a lot of the truths are being opened up.
就是今天被骗的情况还是很多。
Even today, the situation of being deceived is still happen a lot.
而且主已经给我们预言了，这个骗人的情形呢，在主再来越靠近的时候，会越加的诡异，越加的丰富。
And the Lord already prophesies to us that when it comes to be closer to the days re to the day of the Lord's return, then such deceiving situation will become even worse and also even more.
所以这是我们跟所得的救恩不相称的地方。
So this is something that's not, we are not walking worthy of the salvation we have received.
就好像我们今天这个亲近主的时候，主已经给我们开了又新又活的路，可以直接来到至圣所，来到宝座前。
Just like today, when we draw close to the Lord, as He has already opened a new and living way, we can come into the holies of holies to come before the throne of the Father.
如果我们真的是来到了至圣所，来到了做宝座的主的面前，而且受主亲自的引导。
If we truly come to the Holy of Holies and come before the Lord who's on the throne and being guided by the Lord,
那我们还会被骗吗？
then will we still be received, deceived?
如果有人说他来到至圣所，但他被骗了，他是真的来到至圣所了吗？
If someone say that he has come into the Holy of Holies but still being deceived, then did he really come into the Holy of Holies?
所以主教我们这个认识假先知很简单的。
So the Lord taught us to how to know this, how to discern the false prophets, which was really easy.
那你不用跟他争东争西的，你只要看他结出的果子是什么，就可以知道了。
You don't have to argue with him, but actually just see what kind of fruit he bear, then you will know.
因为神是光明的，神不会把人弄到黑暗里面去。
For God is light, and he will not bring people into darkness.
因为魔鬼是不能在神的宝座前的。
For Satan cannot be before the throne of God.
所以，如果我们真的是来到了至圣所，来到神的宝座前，
Therefore, if we truly come into the Holy of Holies and come before the throne of God,
魔鬼黑暗的势力是完全没有地位的。
Satan, the power of darkness, completely have no position.
所以这都是关系到基督做头不做头。
So it all has to do with whether Christ is the head.
所以基督做头是一件非常重大的事情。
So Christ being the head is something great.
对于个人和对于团体都是重大的事情。
Whether individually or corporately, it's something tremendous.
那如果是真的是基督做头，
If truly Christ being the head,
他就会说不再做小孩子，也就不再中人的诡计，不再中欺骗的法术，不再被异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，不再随从各样的异端。
then we may be no longer babes. And not tossed around and carried about by every wing of that teaching which is in the sleight of man, in unprincipled cunning with a view to systematize the error.
所以，这是基督做头，是跟我们这个日常的生活、个人的生活、家庭的生活、教会的生活密切相关的。
So Christ being the head has very intimate relationship, has so much to do with individual life, church life, family life.
所以，你如果是真的让基督做头，你就会见证，在爱中持定真理。这是件何等宝贵，也是何等荣耀的事情。
So if you truly let Christ be the head, then you can testify that how precious this is to be holding the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此鼓励。
Brothers, sisters, we have to encourage each other.
如果我们真的愿意在基督的身体里面，作为一个可以使基督的身体各个肢体之间能够彼此相助，能够一起长大的这样的一个肢体，
If we are truly willing to be the member that in the body of Christ, which can supply and help each other to grow in the body of Christ.
我们要很诚实的在主面前问一问自己，或者很诚实在主面前跟主对付这一件事情。主耶稣，我们的主，我们的天父，是不是我们的头？
We have to be very honestly asking ourselves or have a dealing with the Lord whether Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is our head.
如果他是我们的头，你就发现肢体之间彼此的联络是必须头来做这一个联络，把它联络好的一个工作。
If Christ is truly our head, then you feel that it our connection among all the member of the body, it has to be Christ doing the work of connection.
而且这个联络好，不是用人的办法。
And such connection is not by the ways of man.
而且甚至怎么样说，这个每一个肢体它呢能够在它身上显出的基督的身量多少，它的功用能够达到这个基督的见证基督身体的见证能够出来的这个程度，都是基督做头开始的。
And you will find that when each member of the body, what's the capacity, how much is their capacity of Christ, and how much is their function and stature of Christ. Everything has to start with Christ being the head.
我们需要知道一件事情，就是联络得合适，基督身体的基督的身量在肢体身上能够达到基督所要的那个增量。
We have to know one thing that is to fit it together, and for the capacity of Christ in each member is to reach the capacity that Christ would like to have.
而且是各个肢体的功用，是能够照着这个神安排那个肢体它该有的功用，神叫它显出那个功用出来。
And for its function and each measure of each part. Is according to the arrangement of God, so the function can be revealed.
所以这个呢，它能够真正肢体之间能够互相的这个能够互相的引导，互相的帮助，而且呢，身体，整个身体才能够逐渐的在爱里面能够成长。
So each member is able to help one another and guide each other, and the entire body is able to grow in love.
所以这里没有任何人工可以做的。
So there's no work among us that man can do.
所以我们在教会生活里面，或者我们在肢体之间接触的时候，遇到了很多我们好像不容易处理或者不容易去面对的情况。
So in the church life, or when the members encounter one another, when we face all those situations we cannot handle.
这不是叫我们用人的办法去彼此的攻击，或者彼此的这个互相的伤害。
It's not to tell us to use man's ways to attack one another or hurt each other.
而是叫我们实实在在的来到基督，他是我们的头的这样的一个实际的这个到头面前去处理这个问题。
But it's that in reality, we must come to this reality that Christ is the head in order to take care of those issues.
好，在这个启示录的第四章里面。还讲到更多关于真理的方面。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it talks more about the truth.
那这里讲到了，就是说我们的生命哈，我们是蒙恩得救的生命，是有新造的生命在我们身上。
That is our life being saved by grace. It has to do with the new created life.
但是呢，我们这个新生命是住在这个旧的身体里面，
But our new life lives in the old our old body.
所以这里呢就告诉我们说，我们要活在新的身。
So here tells us that we have to live in the newness of life.
那也就是说，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That is to put off the old man and put on the new man.
在这个过程中呢。我们的心思、旧的心、旧的情感、旧的意志，都要被更新。
During this process, our old mind, old emotion, and old will have to be renewed.
所以也就是说，我们这个蒙恩得救之后，我们不应当坚持我们旧的那些我们以为好的或以为不好的。
That is, after we are saved by grace, we should not insist on our old thoughts, which we thought were good or not good.
就是我们甚至觉得这个我们在世俗中，我们觉得世俗的东西，我们在那里我们能够得到好处的，我们都不能在主面前去坚持那个东西。
Or even when what we thought in the world that we can gain, we still cannot insist such things.
因为主把新的生命给我们。
Because the Lord has given us the new life.
还要借着我们在主面前被他带领和建造，叫他的真理能够在我们这一个 个人体身上显明出来。
Through his guidance and building up in us, that so his truth can be manifested in us.
所以在四章二十一节告诉我们说，你们听过他的道，学了他的真理。
Chapter 4, verse 21, if you have heard him and been instructed in him, according as the truth is in Christ.
这里听过他的道，主要重点在于你们听他啊，你会听，你所以我们要问一个问题，我们能听见主向我们说话吗？
So here, focus upon heard him. So we have to ask that, are we able to hear him speaking to us?
我们要诚实。
We have to be honest.
啊，当我们遇到事情的时候，啊，如果主给我们一个没有选择的机会，只有一个答案，那我们说那是出于主的带领，可能是，但事实上可能也不是。
When we encounter situations, if the Lord just give us one answer, there's only one way to go. Then it might be the Lord's guidance, but it might not be.
因为主还有可能，因为主根本没有说话，主根本没有那样的带领，只是我们遇到的，好像环境上把我们推到一个，好像可以往那个方向走的那个情况。
It might be the Lord did not speak to us at all, but within circumstances, it seems pushing us toward that way.
常常我们很容易就说，哦，因为反正就我现在就是只有一个机会。所以呢，那一定是出于主的。
Very often we say that since now there's only one opportunity, then it must be from the Lord.
其实我们就是用地上的头脑想一想，其实也可能不是。
Even if we use our worldly mind to think, actually it might not be from the Lord.
但这里强调的就是说，你会听主。
And here it emphasizes upon you can hear him.
也就是说，主已经开了又新又活的路，给我使我们坦然无惧地进到他的至圣所。
That is, the Lord has already opened a new and living way, so without fear, and we can enter into the holies of holies boldly.
如果他的确是我的头，那他不会不告诉我该向左，该向右。
If he indeed is my head, then it would not be that he does not tell me whether I should go left or right.
你有没有遇过一个情形，你只有一个机会，但是你必须要拒绝。
Have you ever encountered a situation that you only had one opportunity, but you had to reject it?
那怎么会拒绝呢？因为听他。
So how come you rejected, but because you heard him?
但是这里面有很多的学习，听他有很多的学习。
To hear him, there are a lot of learnings.
在这个《使徒行传》第四章的时候，第三章的时候，那个彼得在向众人传福音的时候，就讲到说，主耶稣已经完成了救赎，他把圣灵浇灌下来，而且能恩得救人，你要学会听他。
In Acts chapter 3, when Peter was sharing the gospel, he said that the Lord Jesus Christ already accomplished salvation and poured down the Holy Spirit, and also you have to hear him.
所以我们需要彼此鼓励，要认真的去进入这个听他，而且听得准确的这个学习。
So we have to encourage one another that we have to enter into truly hear him and also hear him accurately.
因为如果不能听他，是只能受世界，或者只能受我们的旧人，或者只能受肉体，或者只能受这些我们周围会声音大的人的影响。
If we are not able to hear him, then we can only be influenced by the world, our old man, or our flesh, or those around us who have louder voice.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你经历过没有？你一直建议你非要这样不可，非要这样多好多好，然后那你说好吧，我也不是照自己的意思啊，他是好一路，他是好心的，然后呢，我就听他了。结果时间过了之后，发现后悔都来不及。
I don't know if you have such experience that since there are someone or others keep telling you what to do, and since you feel that since they are so, being so nice, and therefore I have no other way to go, so I just listened to them. However, the result was that I truly regret.
所以，听他是一件非常关键性、非常重要的学习。
So, hear him is a very critical and important learning.
那如果你在遇到一个情况，有几个不同的这一个方向或者不同的可能性，那你更需要会听主。
And if you encounter a situation, there are several directions and several possibilities, then you must learn to listen to him even more.
我们必须承认哈，我们愿意听主的，我们都还曾经过没有听准确过。
We have to confess that those of us who are willing to hear him, we still have heard inaccurately before.
但是你如果真的不愿意听他的话，那你只能被这个外面的影响力把你推来推去。
But if you truly not willing to hear him, then you can only be swayed around with the outward influence.
但是这里呢，不只是听他，而且是在他的教导，这个请领他的教，这个是教训。也就是说，主呢，他不但会向我们说话，他也会教我们。
And also have been instructed in him. That is his instruction, which not only the Lord will speak to us, but also he teaches us.
叫学了他的真理哈，英文不是这样讲，是耶稣的真理。也就是说，听他和在他的教导中，就可以在耶稣的真理里面。
And here is that, as it mentioned, as according as the truth in Jesus, which is when we heard him and being instructed in him, then we can be in the truth of Christ.
这个耶稣的真理，耶稣特别是主耶稣道成肉身，他成为人的样式的时候，他的名字。
The truth is in Jesus is when our Lord Jesus were become flesh, when he was taking the form of man, that was his name.
所以这一节可以这样领会，就是你会听主，你也受主的亲自的教导，你就可以经历道成肉身的耶稣。
So we can understand this verse this way. If you have heard him and been instructed in him, then we can experience Jesus who was incarnated in flesh.
所以呢，就可以在他的真理里面。
So we can be in his truth.
所以这是真理，这个神的真理，耶稣的真理，是在圣徒的生活中、生命中可以见证出来的。
So this truth in Jesus that is can be testified among within the life of the saint's life.
所以这里不只是如此，这里讲到新的生命呢，他说叫我们穿上新人，这新人是照着形象神的形象造的，有真理的义和圣洁。
And not only that, here says andYou are having put on the new man, which according to God is created in truth for righteousness and holiness.
所以这里讲到说穿上新人，这个新人呢其实是神的新的创造，这个造呢是新，是创造的那个词，从无变为有的那个工作。
So put on the new man, which here is God's creation, the work of God's creation is from nothing into our being.
对于我们如果会靠在圣灵里面靠着这个圣灵的引导带我们进入这个生命圣灵的律，其实是神在做使无变为有的这个创造的工作，在个人和在团体的身上。
So when we are being in the Holy Spirit, being guided by the Holy Spirit, that when we can enterinto the work that God is doing the work of this new creation individually and corporately.
那这些都是仇敌摸不到的东西，都是基督已经成就的得胜的东西。
And that's something the enemy cannot touch. That is something that Christ has already accomplished.
所以它产生的结果就是有真理的义和圣洁。
And the result of that is the truth for righteousness and holiness.
所以我们如果是在这样的基督新造的生命里面去生活， 那个真理的义和圣洁从我们身上流露出来，这是一个自然的情形。
So if we live in this newly created life of Christ, then the truthful righteousness and holiness very naturally will outflow from us.
对，因为是这样，所以呢，他说就会弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。实话这个字就是真理那个字。
And because of this, wherefore, having put off falsehood, speak truth, everyone with his neighbor. And that's the word truth.
所以这个时候就是一个圣徒，他在神的同在和圣灵的引导中，他成为别的圣徒能够一起经历真理，一起进入真理的一个帮助。
So that is when the saints in the presence of God and the leading of the Lord, then they can experience truth and become the help for other saints to experience truth.
所以这里是叫我们能够是要特别就是愿意能够进入这个时期。
So here that we have to be willing to enter into such reality.
这里讲的说实话，跟我们平常讲的说实话可能效果不一样的。
Here say speak truth with everyone. It's not the same as we speak honestly. It's not the same as what we normally say we speak honestly.
我们平常讲的说实话，可能叫人不遇见主的，但是这里的说实话是叫人遇见做宝座的主的。
So sometimes that when we say speak honestly in truth, we might not let others to meet the Lord. But here, speak truth is that we can let others to meet the Lord.
关于这方面，我们还是必须要彼此劝勉和鼓励。
So in this aspect, we should continue to encourage one another.
有一些弟兄姊妹哈，他真的活在主的这个宝贵的同在和这个他在爱里面来持定真理的实际里面。
There are some brothers and sisters who truly live in the presence of the Lord and also truly holding truth in love.
那当如果我们的光景呢，不是那样的，跟主的关系不是那样的好，或者不是那样的密切的时候。
But when our relationship is not very good or not very intimate with the Lord,
那这些弟兄姊妹呢，在主的爱里面向我们说实话的时候，
So when those brothers and sisters speak truth to us in love,
他没有意思要损我们，没有意思要伤害我们。
they do not mean to hurt us.
但是呢，可能我们外面的耳朵或者我们心里的偏好，跟他所说的真理的话呢，是不相称的。
But it might be our ears or our preference actually cannot be the same cannot catch up with the truth they told us.
所以我们就不喜欢这样个人向邻舍说实话的这样的情形。
So sometimes we do not like this kind of situation when we speak truth with every when we speak truth everyone with his neighbor.
我们需要注意哈，有人说他说实话，但是他带来的结果是大家都一起远离了主，或者都跌倒了。这种实话哈，不是神在真理里面所给他的话。
We have to pay attention that when someone speak truth or speak honestly, but however, if the result is that everyone stumbles, then this is actually not the truth God would like him to say.
如果有人跟我们说实话，把我们跟主的关系恢复建立起来，我们要为这个感谢主。
If someone speaks truth to us and which reconcile and restore our relationship with the Lord, then we have to thank the Lord for this.
大卫就这方面就特别的，在他的诗篇里面就讲到说，如果这个他有什么问题的话，求主能够借着那个跟主有个对的关系的人，向他说这个责备的话，向他说叫他能够得益处的话。
David specially mentioned his son that if David has any issues, then he hopes that the Lord, through someone who who can speak to him words of reproof or correction, then can lead him back.
所以，愿意我们当弟兄姊妹在一起说实话的时候，说真理的时候，我们真的是遇见了真理的主，遇见了真理的圣灵，遇见了真理的神。
So hope, truly hope that when the brothers and sisters speak the truth to us, then we can truly meet the God of truth and the Lord of truth and the Spirit of truth.
啊，在生命的方面，特别告诉我们说，不要给魔鬼留地步。
And in regards of life, especially tell us do not give room for the devil.
也就是说，我们不要留下破口。
That is, we do not leave any breaches.
个人也好，家庭也好，或者是求主帮助我们，把破口通通堵住，不要留下破口。
Individually, corporately, and church, our family-wise, that may the Lord help us so we do not leave, give ground for the breaches and we stop the breaches.
啊，另外讲到真理呢，也是光的一个见证。
And also, when we talk about truth, it's also the testimony of light.
也就是光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义和真理。
For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
所以，如果我们真的是活在光明中，它会有真理的见证出来，当然有公义的见证跟良善的见证。
So if we truly live in the light, then there's the testimony of truth. Of course, there's also the testimony of goodness and righteousness.
所以这是值得我们在主面前去思考的。
So that's something we should meditate before the Lord.
对，因为这个光明所结的果子就是良善、公义和真理。
Because the fruit of light is goodness, righteousness, and truth.
那光明呢？它是跟主所喜悦的事有关系的。
So the light has to do with the things agreeable to the Lord.
所以他在五章十一节就告诉我们说，那暗昧无义的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这样事的人。
So in chapter 5, verse 11 tells us, and do not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather also reprove them.
那这个无义这个字呢，就是不结果子的那个字。
So this is the original word is unfruitful.
所以这个不结果子是因为在黑暗里面，所以这个呢，这个是有这样的情况。
Not bearing fruit is because one is in the darkness.
所以他说，这个不要与这样的人同行。
So it mentioned that do not have fellowship with such person.
我想这是给大家一个提醒。
So this is a reminder to everyone.
所以这个在这里讲说要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
So here says put on the panoply of God.
才能抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
That you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
而且我们的征战呢，这个呢，不但是要在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，而且还要成就的一切还能站立得住。
And our warfare is that you might be able to withstand in the evil day and having accomplished all things to stand.
所以他说这里抵挡仇敌，也就是在仇敌攻击个人或团体的时候，仍然在仇敌面前能够站立得住。
To withstand the devil is that when the devil attacks individually or corporately, we can still stand before it.
这还是只是消极的面，积极的面是成就神的旨意，还能够站立。
And that was only something passive, but more proactive is that having accomplished all things to stand.
所以今天我跟大家所提醒的就是真理当作带着束腰。
So today I remind everyone with having girded about your loins with truth.
那到底什么是真理？
So what exactly is the truth?
我想刚才前面的话应该告诉我们真理是什么。
The words we have shared before should tell us what truth is.
所以我们不是这个全副的军装，不是一个假象的东西，不是一个形式上的东西。
So the panoply of God is not something abstract or just something we imagine.
是跟神自己，是跟神的基督，是跟圣灵，是密切相关的。
Has very close relationship with God Himself, with Christ and the Holy Spirit.
是跟神的旨意完全合一的。
It's completely in union with the will of God.
那这样的真理作为带着束腰。
So such truth to gird on our loins.
好，我想因为时间的缘故，我就停在这里。
Because of time, I will stop here.
好，那如果有机会的话，我们再继续往前面看。
If there's chance, we will continue to go forward.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back onto your hands.
求你用真理，使你的教会，使我们个人团体都竖起腰来。
To pray that you gird our loins with truth, whether individually or corporately.
在这磨难的日子，我们不但能抵挡仇敌，而且成就你的旨意，还能站立得住。
In such evil day, not only we can withstand the enemy, but also accomplish your will and able to stand.
我们的交通是有限的，求主那无限量的圣灵充满我们每一位圣徒。
Our sharings are limited, but do pray that may you fill each saint with the Holy Spirit without measure.
给我们更深、更清楚、更明亮的启示。
Give us deeper, more clear, and more enlightening, revelation.
让我们在你面前做刚强的人。
Strengthen us to be the strong, to be able strong man.
让仇敌魔鬼在你的教会中，在圣徒身上没有任何的地位。
So the enemy, the devil, has no ground in the enemy and on each saint.
叫你的教会能够心腹装饰整齐，能够满有基督长成的身量，能够欢欢喜喜的迎接主的再来。
So your church, as the bride, can be fully adorned and also grow up unto the full stature of Christ, joyfully welcome the Lord's return.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank the Lord in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.